Is it ever hard for you to pray? Well, can we be honest? Prayer can be exhausting at times. At their most mediocre, our prayers can momentarily pause our minds to remind us of the mind creator. But at their worst, your prayers can seem futile and ineffective, like hollow words bouncing around an empty room. Well, the theme of this meditation from Romans chapter 8 is prayers that are heard, how the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for you when you're just too exhausted to pray, or when your prayers sound like wordless groanings. So to begin your meditation, slip into a space and time and a place where you can be silent and let the Holy Spirit intervene and step in to represent you to God. You may start by listening and joining to this responsive reading and prayer from Jude 20 through 21 and respond, Lord God, hear my prayers. Build yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Lord God, hear my prayers. Keep yourself in God's love. Lord God, hear my prayers. Wait for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. Lord God, hear my prayers. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, a prayer of presence. No words, no lists, no you, only him. Let this prayer simply be your mind wandering in, around, and through God, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and to intervene. Let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God, alert to his Spirit and mindful of Christ, as you let your breathing become your prayer in stillness, rest, quiet, and silence. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and let's continue by taking three deep, slow breaths together now. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, hear my prayers. Lord God, hear my prayers. Meditate on each word as you encounter God, each important, powerful, lasting word. Lord God, hear my prayers. Continue in silent prayer as you become aware of and reflect upon the revelations of God in and around you. How are you aware of him right now? What revelations of wisdom is God making you aware of through the Holy Spirit? What words or thoughts or phrases of his are you becoming aware of? Your mind may wander as you consider it. In fact, I give you that permission. But return then back to the words and peaceful presence of God. now in stillness and in rest, quiet and silent, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words from Romans chapter 8, verse 26, from the New International Version. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. What did you hear? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here in silence, considering your wordless groaning, how they are sweet aroma lifting up to the presence of God. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you consider praying from your heart and not your mouth, from your mind and not your words. Let your mind drift through the imagery of the Holy Spirit interpreting the thoughts and desires, needs, wants, and groanings from your heart. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the English Standard Version. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine holding a friend's baby, a baby that you've just met. Do you feel the frustration as they start to babble and cry? They are obviously wanting something, but they can't talk. Well, have you ever considered that they're thinking the same thing about you? I'm telling them what I want, but they can't understand me. Then their parent intercedes and says, "Oh, he's just hungry," or, "Oh, she's tired and wants a nap." So rest here with the child as you learn to intercede, intervene, and respond, even without words. As you were in your imagination learning how to communicate to a baby without words, take a moment to discern God's presence here, now, today, tonight. Is there a situation you're in where you feel like the baby? In need, but unable to find the words. A request that you can't quite seem to communicate effectively. Take a moment to meditate by simply groaning. No words, no details, no specifics. God knows them all. How can you pray here without words? And take all the time that you need. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Just whispered breaths of silence. Let that be your silent meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, hear my prayers. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Hear. And let me pray now that the Holy Spirit also helps you in your weaknesses. God knows you struggle to find the words. So I pray you find peace, knowing the Spirit Himself makes intercession for you with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will most surely face moments in prayer where you're unable to speak or find the words. Pause then. And consider, rather than feeling frustrated, feel rejoicing. Fight against the frustration and celebrate that the Holy Spirit is translating the silence into sweet aromatic prayers to God on your behalf. Consider, too, how you can be a friend to someone seeking words. How might the Spirit be using you to pray on their behalf? Shaping their words and thoughts to God for them. What a beautiful gift you can give a friend, one that you can give the world. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, remember what Martin Luther once said, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. So be satisfied with silent prayers of simply breathing without words, because it is then and there that you will encounter God.